from WBEZ Chicago. It's This American Life. I'm Ira Glass. There's this story we did like a million years ago on our radio show. This is back in 1998. We did this story in the early days of the show. And it was about a father and son. And the kid was in high school. And the kid was doing a lot of drugs and also selling drugs. And when this happened, the dad just didn't know how to handle it. And what he decided to do was probably not the best solution. He starts taping the kid's phone calls. This does not work at all. At some point, the kid figures it out, finds the recording equipment, and realizes what's going on and confronts the dad.
And dad was having a party. And so we walked outside to the yard out front. And I said, basically, Dad, I know you're taping my calls, and I know you've been taping my calls.
Okay, so this is the reason why I'm bringing this up. This is the moment I want to play you. Up until this point, the dad has not been doing such a great job handling this thing, his kid doing drugs and all that. But at this moment, the dad really rises to the occasion and shows a lot of wisdom and grace.
He said, "You're right, I'm taping your calls. I've been doing it for quite a while, as a matter of fact. And I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to tape your telephone calls anymore." He said, "There's something you don't know yet, but I'll tell you now, and perhaps you will not understand what I'm saying. But you think that because I'm your father and I'm in this role of the disciplinarian, that it's between you and I. What you haven't realized yet is that your actions have far more impact on your own life than they will on mine. I've already made my life. You have to make your life, and you don't know it yet." He said, "I'm going to take the tape recorder out tomorrow." And I was waiting for the punishment at this point, right? Because there must be some amazing punishment coming down, because he knew everything, you know, military school or what's he going to do? He said, "I'll take the tape recorder out tomorrow, and there's only one thing I want you to do." And I said, "What?" And he said, "I have about 40 tapes, about 40 90-minute tapes of you. I'm going to give them to you, and I want you to listen to them. And that's all I ask. No punishment. No, we're not. This is over. This chapter is over. But the tapes are now yours."
Hello.
Hi.
Nothing.
This turns out to be brilliant. When the kid listens to the tapes, talking to his girlfriend, talking to his friends, and he hears himself just lying, being selfish.
I had a very hard time listening to him. I had no idea what I sounded like, and I didn't like what I sounded like at all. I thought I sounded really, you know, kind of unkind, self-serving, totally uncaring, mean, and I didn't know it.
And he changes. I have to say, this is one of my favorite stories we've ever done. First broadcast, like I said, in 1998. We have not broadcast this since, hold on, let me check, 2002. And the reason why I'm talking to you about this story at all is that this is the Pledge Drive, of course, and we have a special Pledge Drive gift this hour. And what it is, basically, I went through our archives, the archives of This American Life. It's, I don't know, 700-some episodes. And I picked out my very favorite episodes, 50 of them. Two for each year we have been on the radio, and we've put them into a collection that you can stream or download on your computer or on your phone. And this story about this kid and his dad is in one of the episodes. And the reason why I put this collection together is that, okay, let's just talk, you and me. I know that if you are hearing my voice, chances are you have been listening to this radio station for years. And for years, you've heard us do the pledge drive, and you have never donated. And maybe you thought, like, someday you're going to get around to it. Maybe you never did that, and you just thought, like, okay, pledging is for somebody else. Either way, I don't care. I wanted to get you over the hump. And I wanted to try to do that by offering this pledge gift, these 50 hours, for the low, low price of $5 a month. $5 a month. And you get these 50 hours of our show, handpicked by me, to download or stream, $5 a month, that you can cancel at any time, pay us $5 and quit. That isn't what I want you to do, but you have the freedom to do that. And can I say, it's especially a bargain, because you know what else you get for that money? You get this radio station, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That money goes to their budget, keeps them on the air, pays for everything you hear here every day. Why not cross that line? I'm talking about that invisible line that divides the people who do not donate to this radio station from the people who do donate. That line, you know what it's made of? It's made of 500 pennies in a row. Look at them right there. 500 pennies. You just have to step across, my friend. Here's how you do it. Here's how you pledge.